Welcome to your daily devotional, September 7th, created to work, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. We see that from the very beginning, man was created to work. Productive work is enjoined throughout the Bible. In Bible days, many folks worked from sunup to sundown, 6 days a week. Jesus affirms this and gives himself as an example, saying, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." It is honorable in a Christian to work to support himself or herself. Paul warns us against idleness. It has been said that idleness is the devil's playground. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 12, we read, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you, not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread." One of the reasons that we have days on end of riots, looting, and burning things is because young folks have too much idle time, and they are being enabled not to work by their parents or by government policy. Today, we celebrate Labor Day. Whatever you may think of the American labor movement, at least we can agree that it does ascribe value to productive work. May we as Christians see the value of work, encourage others to do the same, and thank God for gifting us with an outlet for productive use of our time if we are employed today. If you are in school or retired, look at your use of time. Is what you are engaging in profitable for society, and more importantly, for the kingdom of God?